promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 14th. Welcome to the show. We're back with you.
Happy Wednesday.
To entertain you and fill your head with bullshit.
Brilliant.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
So where do we start today? I wanted to, you know, we had the guests on the line yesterday about the dating.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, those four women dating like a total of 365 men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only question I never asked them is, what's the point of all this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a good point, actually, because when you think about it, well, the point, in my opinion, would be to find your soulmate or, you know, to find somebody that you plan to be with, you know,
right,
for long term. But then they have a rule of a maximum of 10 dates. So it is kind of weird, you know?
Oh, they did have a maximum of 10 dates with the same guy?
Yeah, or maybe wasn't necessarily 10 dates, but 10 articles. You know, they couldn't exceed 10 articles on one particular person. They had to move on to another person.
I see.
So,
So you think it was for their benefit to meet someone?
Well,
because
it
seemed like a race, you know, like a contest. Let's see who can reach 92 first.
Well, that's not good. Right?
I don't know. It's up to them, you know. But it was pretty interesting. For those of you who want to check it out, it's the numeral 3, S-I-X, the numeral 5.com. So it's 365.com.
Mm-hmm.
And these women are each dating like 100 guys. Yeah, within a certain period of time, and for whatever reason, I forgot to ask.
Well, I mean, I would assume the only reason would be to find somebody that you're compatible with, because all girls are dying to find that, which, honestly, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I enjoy my singlehood.
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing that more than ever.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Well, you know, we'll see. When you reach 35 and you don't have anybody,
that's
you might
true.
Be under pressure.
I did want to ask how old they were, but I didn't want to get personal, you know?
So yeah.
Once you exceed 30, it seems like everyone, they don't like telling their age. It's like, all right, you don't want to tell me? I already know.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to figure out.
In the 30s,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always going to be within a year or two. It's not a big deal to tell how old people are.
Yeah. I'm kind of sketched out. I had a weird night last night.
What's that?
I woke up in the middle of the night, like 4 a.m., with my head, my scalp was just insanely itchy.
Really?
Out of nowhere, I'm thinking like, I have lice? What's going on? I mean, I could not stop itching my head. I've never had this happen before.
Wow.
So, I didn't know why would it just randomly happen? I'm thinking, did I wear somebody else's hat? I mean, I keep very clean and good hygiene.
Wow, like, that would freak me out, you know, especially in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so it happened for it was uncontrollable for about an hour. I could not stop itching. I couldn't get back to sleep. So I jumped in the shower and I, you know, washed my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw one of my roommates actually had like a special dandruff, special itching type shampoo to avoid itching.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I used that and it felt better and I just went and then I was able to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I found that so odd, and now all of a sudden I am like paying attention. I just feel, you know, here and there I feel little itches. So
yeah. You don't think it's from your hats? I mean, maybe it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it gets
I used to always wear hats.
Really?
I used to always wear them.
So it's not the hat. I don't know what it is, man.
It could be. I don't know. Well, my concern is like, I don't dare. I I don't want lice. You know, it seems like every time I'm getting ready to go home to see my family, anytime something goes wrong.
Really?
I'm either dying sick, I've got food poisoning, you know.
Wow.
Whatever it may be. So now I'm thinking, great, I go to see my family next week, I'm going to probably have lice. You know, it's like unbelievable.
I don't know where you can pick up lice. You know, usually it's the kids, you know, they pick it up in school.
Yeah, and... but you never know. Like, just one little person can, you know, they have lice, they itch their head, and then they accidentally touch yours. Yeah. Things travel very easily.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, it could also be because the weather has been so dry that it could be affecting you. I know my skin has been very dry. And, you know, sometimes it just itches. So let's hope it's just that.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I really do not want lice. Yeah. That's disgusting.
It know? Really is.
And telling people, you know, it's not like you can really hide it. Uh-huh. In a way, you know, I'm like, don't touch. I've got lice, everyone.
Yeah.
Ew.
And especially with your long hair, it would take forever to take them off. You know, all the eggs and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Don't remind me. Yeah, but when I itched so much, it was still like so early in the morning that I was so tired I could barely see, but I did see tons of like dandruff crap, you know.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Looking for actual like, you know, things moving around, but I didn't see anything. And I felt completely better once I used that special itching shampoo, so I think I'm going to have to go buy some.
Yeah, maybe it's a moisturizer or
yeah,
something.
Why my roommate has that, I have no idea, but thank God she did.
Yeah.
I got lucky with that, because that was what really helped.
Wow.
But it stung when I put it on. I was like, holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it's because I itched so hard. I was literally like,
wow.
My head was, not good. Very weird though, right? In the middle of the night, just randomly
really
wake up.
It really is weird, man.
Yeah.
And now it's okay?
It feels fine. I mean, here and there, yeah. I have a little itch. That's why I'm concerned. All of a sudden, it's, you know, a little itch still. I'm going to buy that shampoo. I'm going to even see, like, I'm assuming, you know, you can buy stuff for lice. Just at like a CVS pharmacy.
Right, exactly. And
I might do it just to be safe rather than, because I tend to just like, if I feel sick or whatever it may be, I tend to just wait till it gets to the most horrible point that it can get. And then I'm like, oh, okay, something's wrong.
Maybe I should do something.
Yeah. So I think maybe I'm just going to take care of it now, regardless of whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that next week when I see my family, I'm normal and healthy.
And be careful when you're overseas also, because you never know what you're going to pick up there.
That's
know?
True. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. So we might as well discuss this. I mean, the show is going to end its current edition in 2 days. And
so sad.
I know. We have been discussing this. And, and Stephanie is moving on to bigger and better things. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I would say moving on. I booked a feature film, and it happens to be filming in Barcelona, Spain. From January till April, I believe I get back in L.A. April 9th. So obviously we can't just stop the show for 4 months. And,
yeah.
You know.
So it's a 3-month gig, huh?
I'll be gone for 3 full months.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
I'm sure.
And I'll be back just in time for my birthday. So I do expect a surprise birthday party and welcome home party.
Okay.
When
is your birthday? In April?
April 11th.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'll be
so
back April
be back.
9th or 10th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a film. I'm shooting a film. I'm an actor. That's
you are.
Actor, doing my job.
Is this the first time you had a feature film?
No, I've worked on a few feature films, but I would say this is like the first one that I'm truly, that's really meaty and that's a really good role for me personally and that could potentially get some good exposure.
You get a lot of camera time.
It's a foreign film. Oh, tons, yeah. I'm one of three leads, so.
Oh, okay.
Hence why I'm there so long. Usually when, you know, features are filmed within, like, usually 40 days or, you know, 40, 45 days. So this is, you know, they're keeping me for the whole duration because it's a pretty meaty role. So I'm excited.
Wow. A big star.
Yeah, I plan to fall in love in Barcelona.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find an Antonio Banderas or something.
Yeah, baby. So because of that, Sam and Steph show will be ending on Friday because of the holidays and stuff, too.
Right. So, we're going to miss you. We had a nice run, though.
We did.
When did
How
you start?
Did
in September or something?
Yeah, I think
September.
Think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. You've lasted longer than I thought you would because in the beginning you said, you know, you get bored with everything after 2 weeks, you know.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah, we started September 26th, so it's been 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 4 months.
4 months, that's really good. But the thing is, you get bored really quick, but that's
actually,
with guys.
3 months, you know.
That's with guys.
Yeah. I see, with guys?
Yeah, I didn't mean like job. Well, I guess with jobs, but it depends on the job. This is still in the art, you know, art thing. Like I just couldn't hold like a real job, you know, like a hostess or waitress job for more more than 2 months.
I see. Okay.
But the sad thing is, like, I'm not quitting this job. It's because, you know, I booked something else, which is why it's just so hard in a way to be in the, you know, in this kind of business, because
it really is.
You it's impossible to do something long term. I mean, I would love to continue this show, but
no, I know, and it's amazing, you know. But the previous co-hosts also left, you know, several for the same reason, you know. Mm-hmm. They got big parts. And I always told them, you know, if something big comes up, then go ahead and take it, you know, because that's what your career is about.
Mm-hmm. 3 months. Holy crap. That's all? I feel like we've been doing it longer than that. Now that makes me feel pathetic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we have been doing it every day, so it feels like a long time. Yeah. I mean, we've put in a lot of shows.
Yes. But when I return from Barcelona, I plan to haunt this planet.
Yeah. No, you're always welcome to come in.
Thank
always
you.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll miss you.
Yeah,
for
thank
sure.
you, Sam.
So I'm really wishing you a lot of luck, a lot of success with that.
Thank you.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. Even just to go to Barcelona is awesome.
I know, and must make you feel special if people are going to spend so much money on you for hotel and flights and food and just living, you know, for 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, my character is American, so it makes sense that they've got somebody flying, you know, they're flying somebody there. But it's very exciting. Very fortunate for
this. Is it,
and to start the new year. Like, this is a great way for me to start my new year.
Yeah, definitely. Now, is it English speaking, or is the movie going to be with subtitles?
Good question. Both. A third of my lines are in Spanish, but for the most part, they're in English. And yeah, a lot of the film is in Spanish. There's a little bit of Italian as well, and I think even a little bit of French. It's a foreign film, which is why this kind of is even more exciting for me, because I grew up I love foreign films. They were always my favorite. But I mean, it'll have, I believe it's going to be distributed here in the States, definitely.
Right.
As well as Spain and a few other places, and it will have screenings as well. I'm just not sure exactly. I know it'll have major screenings in Spain and France and all those other areas, and in Europe. And here it will have probably more so limited screenings, but it will be here.
Right.
It'll be in the U.S.
Yeah.
With subtitles.
Cool. Now, you don't have to tell us the specifics, but I mean, is it pretty good money for you? I mean, you know, I mean, it's a 3-month gig, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah?
It's worth.
You're
gonna
become a millionaire?
No, highly doubt that. No, I'm still like a no name, you know. It's very hard. And you know, foreign films, there's a budget for this film.
Yeah.
But I also am contracted to get a percentage of the box office and all DVD distributions and all that. So that's
nice.
Where, put it this way, that's where my main income from this movie will come from.
Right.
And that won't be till the movie's done, which will be at the end of 2012.
Yeah.
Because that's when the premiere is.
Well,
which
that's
I'll get
good,
to
but
go out to
you'll
Barcelona
be taken
again.
Care of for a few years after that, you know, get some royalties.
I don't know about
that.
I mean,
if this movie makes it big, you know.
Oh, you never know. Look at Paranormal Activity.
Rich. Yeah.
Foreign films, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I honestly, my expectations for this, as far as money goes, I wouldn't even think twice. Like, the money for me is not...
Right. It's not the motivator here.
Yeah, for me it's more of like I'm going to Spain and acting and getting paid to act is you know just amazing, regardless of how much.
I know, it's going to help you with your resume. And
not trying to get 100 a day, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great experience for you, and
I'm learning two skills. I'll be getting trained as a boxer. Which is pretty cool.
Really.
And I'm learning Spanish.
So you're going to be an American, a female American boxer.
Yes.
What
Fighting
kind of a
Spain.
Film is that? Wow.
It's a mix of everything, honestly. That's why I love it so much. It's a romance. It's a little bit of a thriller. There's a lot of action in it. A drama. I mean, there's everything.
Really?
Yeah, and I get to show pretty much... I'm involved in all of the different scenarios, including the romance. I fall in love on screen. That's what I'm scared about, though. This is going to be my first time... with a true meaty romance on the screen.
Right.
Like I've had, you know, times where I've had to kiss a guy on the screen or whatever, but this one's like really involved and, it plays a significant role in the film.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting for me.
Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I know, that's what I'm more nervous about.
Yeah.
Yeah, intimacy.
Yeah, well, usually in those...
Right?
Yeah.
We know. I'm not so
we
good
know,
at that.
We know, yeah, we know.
But things change when a camera's in front of me.
I suppose, yeah. And, often co-stars end up, you know, getting
dating
together
them.
And stuff. Yeah, so
yeah,
you never know. You know, yeah. I mean, do you know who the guy's going to be?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
He's hot. No, I haven't met him yet. Mm. Yeah. But we'll have like 5 weeks in Spain before we actually shoot, so we'll have plenty of time to get to know each other.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Yeah, it'll be fun. Romance on screen. I'm just, you know, it's amazing though. I'm more comfortable in front of a camera than I am like if I were to date somebody in real life.
Yeah.
And be intimate with them. Like, I can open up and stuff, but sexually and intimacy, like, it takes a lot. I need to really get to know a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
we've learned that about
you. Or I need to not know
them at
all.
Yeah.
You know, and just fuck. Just kidding, Mom. Just kidding.
Do your parents ever listen to you on the radio?
I'm sure they, you know, my parents are weird. They support me, but, you know, it's weird. After a few years of pursuing, you know, and doing this,
right.
It's more of like, it's not as, they don't care.
Not a big deal.
they don't care about me. I don't know if my mom's truly listening. The thing is, my mom's rarely on the computer. She's not very into this stuff. My dad is, but he's very business oriented. So if he's on the computer, it's strictly because of work.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would never have a Facebook, for example.
Really?
Never would you find them on Facebook.
Yeah.
In fact, my dad says, you know, you do not put any pictures of me on Facebook to me and my sisters. He hates it.
Really?
And, of course, we all do, but he doesn't need to know that.
Yeah. So why won't he get on Facebook?
Oh, my dad would never. He's
a very private person? Or
private. There's no reason for him. He has just no... I do remember having this conversation with him once, and thank God he's not, because I would be terrified of the things I post on Facebook, him seeing, because he is very strict, or, you know, he's different.
Well, he's a father, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's concerned
know,
with what his kids do.
I have tons of friends that have their parents on, and they post all this crap. I'm like, oh my God, if my parents saw that on mine,
really?
They would shit their pants. He thinks it's, you know, there's no point of it because he's a married man with children, and he considers it like, it's literally like a dating service to him.
Really?
Yeah, so he would never go on that.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, good for you, Dad. I mean, I prefer him not to be. I think it's kind of weird for my dad to be on it, too.
Mm.
But again, I don't judge anyone else's. But that's knowing who my dad is, too.
Right.
My dad, you know, works for the government, has a, decent job. And
well, I don't know about a dating site, you know. I mean, when you're attached to someone, then it's not, you can still enjoy it without it being a dating thing. You
right.
Know? I mean, I've never dated anybody from Facebook or anything, but it's cool.
That's
to
definitely
have the
more the younger generation.
Yeah.
It truly is. In my situation, like, you know, so many guys will just add you on Facebook and say, hey, you want to meet for lunch?
Yeah.
All that crap.
Really? So that happens a lot.
Oh, it does. Yeah. But no, he's just not a Facebook person. He is very private.
Yeah.
And same with my mom. She's very private as well. She has no desire.
Yeah.
No desire.
Wow.
But she loves it if we show her something on Facebook of ours, you know. She kind of checks it out sometimes on, like, my sisters, but no need for it herself.
Wow.
Which I like. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I met a guy my age that didn't have a Facebook, I wouldn't trust him, you know.
Really?
I don't know about you.
Yeah.
You need a Facebook. I need to scout you out before I go on a date.
Yeah, where do you come from?
Yeah. But my parents, I don't mind them not having one. They can stay as far away from it as possible.
Yeah. We're talking about Facebook. I guess there's a story here that Facebook and Google are going to monitor, like, suicidal content on their website. So in other words, Facebook is going to give you an option to submit or report suicidal content. You know, there's going to be a link.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. You know, I mean, they're saying, you know, if people post all kinds of things that are concerned with suicide, you know, maybe you can do something. I guess Google, what they're going to do is on relevant searches, they're going to have, like, helpline phone numbers on the top of the search results. So
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Maybe we can save a couple lives like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with teenagers now. And because my sister, you know, my younger sister, she's 17, or she's going to be 17.
Right.
No, she literally just turned 17. Okay. Anyway, not important. But, you know, I see her Facebook, and it's just funny when you see how, you know, these kids in middle school and high school, how they talk to each other. And, you know, it's very easy to be bullied on Facebook.
Right. Yeah.
So, in God, at that age, that is their life, you know? If a kid doesn't like you in school, and God forbid, is, like, having all these kids make fun of you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible.
Total pressure, huh?
Oh, yeah. Big time. for that age group. Yeah.
I know. That's high suicide risk right there.
Yeah. I was bullied big time.
Yeah.
In middle school and in my first year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid. Do not join the cheerleading team.
Yeah.
For me, it was like the total stereotypical, like, bitchy girls trying to beat me up.
Really? Literally. So that's what happened? So it was in the cheerleader circle there that they were giving you a hard time?
Yeah, because I got captain. That was like the most exciting thing for me. And then it ended up being the worst because nobody wanted to listen to me because I was a freshman. And instead, I'll never forget. I will never forget this. It was horrible. I was in the cafeteria and the whole cheerleading squad decides to come up to me. Mind you, picture this. I'm like one white girl in a group of like, I mean, the whole school was Hispanic and black.
Mm-hmm.
1% white people, literally.
Right.
The whole cheerleading squad comes up to me and is like, I can't remember what the exact situation was, but they were basically bullying me about something ridiculous on the because of cheerleading.
Right.
And I was like, well, if you guys want to talk, we should just talk about this, you know, after school. And I was trying to be professional, and they didn't beat me up, thank God. But can you imagine, like, the whole group, and then, like, you've got literally 500, this was a big high school, 500 kids all ganged around me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
That was horrible. So obviously after my freshman year, I wasn't a quitter. My dad wouldn't let me quit.
Really?
Yeah, even though I was being bullied to death.
School, yeah.
After
I know. Can you imagine this about the parents, you know? I don't know why they don't get involved, man.
Well, my mom, God love her, because she is the type, she talks the world about us, and she's the type that she will fight for you no matter what. On one time with cheerleading practice, after that one cafeteria situation, she actually came into the cheerleading practice and she yelled at everyone.
Really?
Yeah. Like, great. I think that's going to just make it worse for me, personally. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's embarrassing.
She scowled and yelled at every single cheerleader. Shame on you guys. Blah, blah, blah. Gotta love her. Gotta love her.
Yeah, and now I know. I many times wanted to interfere with or intervene in my kids' lives when things like this were happening. But, you know, I figured, you know, you got to leave it for them to deal with it, as long as it's not like life-threatening.
Unless it's out
of hand. Yeah, exactly.
Which I thought that was out of hand when they did the whole cafeteria thing. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
I'm sure. Wow, that must have felt pretty shitty, you know?
Yeah, but my sophomore through senior year were amazing. I didn't do cheerleading. I was in the drama club. I directed the plays.
Uh-huh.
And it was fun.
Okay.
And I got to get bullied being a drama geek. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess pretty much most people get bullied in school.
Yeah, to some extent.
Yeah. Kids are just cruel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They'll do anything.
They can be. But I found it's the ones that always bully that end up nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere in life.
Yeah. Well, they don't have respect for themselves or other people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. So, this is interesting.
See. Yeah.
There was this girl, Michelle Duggar, had a miscarriage. This is her second miscarriage, but she has 20 children already.
20 children?
She has 20 children. She's trying to have as many as possible. She wanted at least two more, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, she has 19 and counting, and she was on her 20th, and she had a miscarriage, and they're all devastated. But I'm looking at a picture of this. It's just insane. First of all, how do you afford 20 children?
Yeah, that's my first question. Where the hell do you get money for this? I mean, with one kid, it can get expensive.
Yeah, and second, she's 45 years old, you know? Like,
Wow. So she's been probably having a baby every year since she was 20.
Every single year.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a picture, family picture, and they've got kids of literally, every age.
Yeah.
Which in a way for the kids, it kind of seems cool, but I just can't imagine. I mean, they've got what are their jobs? They don't list anything specific. I want to know their careers, the mother and husband.
I don't think the mother works with that many kids.
No.
But you know what happens also, like, you know, in the old times, they used to have big families too, also like seven, eight kids.
My grandpa was one of 12.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, what they do is eventually the older kids raise the younger kids. They help you with that.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And, you know, back then, I feel like that made more sense too. It was just, life was different, you know, generations ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like, especially with the economy the way it is, 20 kids.
Yeah,
holy cow.
Yeah. No, it used to be that you needed able bodies, you know, to be able to go to work and support the family.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's why they did that. And also, you know, obviously not a lot of awareness of birth control back in the old days. So Yeah, so, you know, but big families now just doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, it should even be illegal to do something like this. I mean, how can how can you possibly pay any attention to any of the kids?
Well, it's rare. I mean, obviously, that's why it made it to the news, you know. But yeah. I can't imagine. I would think also being one of 20 kids would just be, I just feel so...
unimportant.
Yeah.
Insignificant.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays it's, you know, two or three kids. Three kids is a lot, you know, for most people.
Uh-huh.
And four or five is like, whoa, really? How do you do that? Four or five? But I'm one of three, and yeah, even that, that's like, oh, God. My two sisters. Get rid of them. No, just kidding.
Yeah, three is not bad, actually. Yeah. I think three is a good number for kids.
Mm-hmm. Three was perfect.
Yeah. But you never know. I mean, sometimes it just creates, like, rifts in the family, you know, because, like, they say three is a crowd, you know, because what happens is there's two people and they build a relationship that works, then it's fine, and then another person joins in and sometimes throws off the whole dynamics there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they say that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm one of three, and we get along just fine. So I don't know.
Yeah, we do too now. But like me and my sisters, we were all about 5 years apart each.
Right.
So it was just enough so that we couldn't, like, we weren't in the same age group that we could be friends and hang out. We were still all kind of separate. So growing up, we always fought. You know, none of us got along. We all were so different. We hated each other.
Yeah.
But now that we're all at a more, you know, older age, 17, 20, 21 and 25 almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's better. We get along, you know.
Yeah.
More so. We're adults and older. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I don't live there. God forbid if I lived there, that would not be good. Guess what's the most dangerous city in the country?
In the country?
Yeah.
Detroit?
No, I think that was one of them, though.
Atlanta?
Oh, Detroit, Michigan came in as three.
Wow.
Camden, New Jersey came in as two. And then Flint, Michigan as one.
Really? Well, it is still in Michigan. I mean, Detroit is two. So, wow.
Fourth was St. Louis, Missouri. I've never been to, like, any of these. Well, New Jersey. And then fifth was Oakland, California, which is just funny because I filmed a little short film there like 2 months ago, maybe.
Right.
And everyone was telling me that, too. They're like, oh, my God, good luck over there. I didn't even think twice, you know. Like, I was in one of the most dangerous cities in the country.
There you go, you know. I mean, and I told you, too, and I don't know where I got that idea, but,
but apparently
I must
it's true.
Have read about it, too, yeah.
Yeah, it's no rumor.
Yeah.
They judge this, though, based off, how many crimes were in the area?
Yeah.
Burglaries.
But what is it with Michigan?
Theft.
I mean, two in the top 10 for crime.
Yeah, Flint, Michigan is the number one most dangerous city.
Wow. So they go probably based on crime and shit like that, huh?
Of all places in America, 75,000 people within Flint, Michigan were considered the most dangerous according to the latest analysis based off of, crime reports, violent crimes of murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, all kinds of fun stuff.
Wow.
So in other words, don't move to Flint, Michigan, right? That's scary.
Don't move there.
I'm honestly surprised that where I grew up didn't come in because it was not a safe city.
Not a great neighborhood.
PG County,
huh?
Prince George's County, Maryland. Watch out, man. I think it's gotten better, though.
Yeah.
It was decent when we first moved there. Then it got horrible to the point that, people in my school were shot. And then it's starting to get a little better.
Really?
But it got so bad that's why my youngest sister didn't even go to the high school that I went to. My parents ended up literally paying a college tuition for her to go to this private school.
Wow.
Where now they're trying to take away the band and choir.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
So you,
That pisses me off.
You were the guinea pig.
Oh, yeah. You know, though, it's kind of, I liked being the first child.
Uh-huh.
First of all, my parents were new at experiencing everything. And so they were even more strict on me. You know, they're more careful.
Right.
Which kind of was a good thing, I guess. It made me I was more fearful of them. Whereas my middle sister, the next one, Katie, was like, I don't give a shit, you know? You ain't the boss of me. She really tested them.
Yeah, well, high school kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw an article here. Oh, I guess 1 in 9 high school seniors using synthetic marijuana. Yeah, I never heard of it. I guess it's called Spice or K2.
Huh. And 1 in 9?
Yeah.
In high school. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot, you know. And they're saying that Actually, marijuana and prescription drug abuse continue to rise, while drinking and cigarette smoking has reached a historic low with teenagers. Huh. So, you know, and but this new thing, I guess, yeah, a lot of people are getting sick from it.
That's interesting. It's got to also depend on what area you're in. Like, I know, like, an area, for example, that I grew up in, probably 5 of every 9 high school kids were smoking, you know, and doing that stuff.
Right.
But in other areas, nobody, you know, it's like right. 1 person every 100, or it's very rare.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on...
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is with natural marijuana, I mean, you figure, you know, nobody really ODs on that shit. But you take some heavy drugs or synthetic drugs. I mean, anything that's created
true.
In the lab can make you really sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're saying some people are suffering serious consequences. Yeah.
That age, too. Ugh.
6,000 calls so far this year were handled regarding the synthetic marijuana.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Synthetic marijuana.
Yeah, they're saying up until a few months ago it was being sold legally as an alternative to marijuana in convenience stores. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, marijuana.
Yeah.
Do you smoke weed a lot?
I smoke sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't in forever. I've only tried it like twice.
Uh-huh.
Twice for real. I would say 3 times, but the third time was a weed that like was in Maryland and it did nothing to me.
Really?
So
it was
like,
no good?
That was, you know, that doesn't count.
No, here they have some very potent marijuana in California.
They do. Holy crap. And if that's what you start on, which was my first 2 times were here,
yeah,
that's what I expected in Maryland.
Yeah.
It just does nothing.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I did have a friend in Maryland come out here and he had smoked weed when he was out here and he told me he has never experienced weed so strong. He literally was running into trees.
Really?
Yeah. He was running around. Going crazy.
Yeah.
That's too funny to me.
I know. No, I've smoked marijuana since the 70s. I mean, that's when it was...
Wow.
That's when it was very popular. And, you know, it was funny because I came here from Israel when I was 16. And, you know, we had some really strict education on drugs and stuff. And I thought, no way am I going to do drugs when I come to the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it took about a year. And then, you know, one day, I mean, I'd go to every party. I would smell that sweet smell of the marijuana. And, you know, of course, I didn't know what it was in the beginning. But then I did. And... you know, people would offer it to me and I would just say no. I'd reject it, you know, because I felt I'm not going to get into drugs. But then about a year and a half later, I thought, what the hell, I'll try this. And I realized I like it very much.
Yeah, ain't too shabby.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I'll take a joint over a glass of wine or...
Really?
Yeah, or
yeah,
alcohol. I don't enjoy getting drunk at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even tipsy, though, like... But
no.
Cause that's what one, you know, puff would do anyway.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the one drink doesn't do it for me. You know, even a couple, I never really get that drunk. I don't know.
Hmm.
But you know, what can I tell you? But I don't want to. I don't want to get into drinking. You know, I mean, that's hard stuff.
Well, it also gets you fat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's harder to keep in shape when you're drinking all the time.
Yeah.
Especially beer. I avoid beer all the time, but
really,
like
is
wine.
Beer fattening?
Well, it's just that's the easiest way to get a belly.
Yeah.
Drink beer. You know, drink a beer every night.
Yeah.
I usually drink wine. I like Kahlua, but you have to stay away from it because that's a lot of sugar. It's still very sweet.
Yeah.
Or just shots. You know, straight up shots. The quicker it's quick. You know.
Yeah.
Just for the nice little
effect.
Yeah,
get me drunk quickly.
Yeah. But I do enjoy getting a little buzzed.
Do you?
I really do.
Yeah.
In fact, it's hard for me to have sex unless I'm buzzed.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that
well,
bad?
All the inhibitions. There you go. You
yeah.
know?
I know.
Yeah, well, you've got plenty of time to work those to work those over, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it's funny, but it's not really, you know?
No, I mean, sad. I'm pathetic. I'm a walking piece of pathetic shit.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, let's see, what else is happening? I guess this, I think we reported on this Afghan woman who was raped. And jailed because of it.
Yeah, yeah. Raped
because
and got pregnant.
Yeah, she got pregnant by her attacker, And they put her in jail, you know, with her daughter.
Unbelievable.
So I guess now they decided, I guess the president decided to let her go and ordered her release. So I guess, you know what they're saying? That they expected her to marry her attacker to restore her honor.
You're kidding me.
No. I mean, he gets her pregnant, and she has to marry him. And if he doesn't, she goes to jail.
What is wrong with these countries?
I know. What kind of fucking laws, you know?
Yeah, it's just their heads are in a total nether world.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre to us, but even like many, I mean, the U.S. has even come a long way, you know? Like,
right.
As far as racism and weird things like that we now think, oh, this is pathetic. You know, it's so stupid that all these problems in the past. Because
right.
Now it's like, I don't look at people and see color, you know? Everyone's equal.
Right.
The only reason why I mention that is because I literally just watched The Help. So racism is the first thing that comes to mind. But anyway, it is just crazy all these countries that, you know, we're very lucky, first of all, especially women.
Right.
The women in America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because anywhere else, I mean, it's serious shit.
That's the thing. Those are, what they call them, fraternal societies, you know, based on the male view of the world. And that's what they do. You know, I mean, to control women, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if it's okay for you to rape her and get her pregnant and get away with it, then it's ridiculous. You know,
yeah.
And then she has to pay because she, she needs to restore the honor.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't even understand.
Blaming the victim.
So she got raped.
Right.
And then she gets pregnant by him.
Right.
So she has to go to jail because he raped her. Literally.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But what is their reasoning behind that? Like, I'm just confused.
That's what I'm saying. It's because she had sex outside of marriage.
Is she married, though? She was married to somebody else? Or you mean just they have to be married to even have sex at all?
Oh, I don't know if I don't know if she was married. They don't mention anything about that. That's a good question I guess she has a daughter from him. So, no, she wasn't married at the time, I don't think. It's her cousin's husband that raped her 2 years ago. And I don't get this shit, you know. But, you know, I mean, these things happen all over the world, you know, and nobody does anything because it's their culture, you know. Mm. And you can't really subject them to our way of life, you
right.
know, or our morals and things like that, because they have a whole different culture and society, and it goes back decades and centuries. But at the same time, I mean, I don't see in any society how something like this would be fair to anybody.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's just so bizarre to me. It's like another world.
Punishing
I would
the
love
victim,
to go there, though, just to witness kind of how these women are treated, you know? And can you imagine? I mean, seeing it, you know, we hear these things, and it's so bizarre and unusual, but to really see it and see how they live, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I mean, in these countries, you know, the women are not allowed to drive. You have to have someone drive you everywhere, a man. You know, they can't really be outside without presence.
They're literally
of a man.
Puppets. They have no you. They
objects.
Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Objects, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they able to even work at all, or kind of make any money? Are they?
I don't know. I mean, in some places it's starting to open up a little bit, but you know, it's still all bullshit. I mean, these are like old, ancient, standards of society, and that's how they've been treating people. So, you know,
unbelievable.
I guess these people should be prepared for that kind of shit.
I suppose.
Yeah, they just announced the nomination for the SAG Awards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I guess two movies are leading. Which ones do you think they are?
Well, to be honest, I think I mentioned this the other day. I have not seen any movies that I even... this year, I think, was a weak year for good movies. I didn't see any that I was like, holy shit, that's going to be up.
Yeah.
I can't even think right now. I mean, I'm sure The Help is up for something.
Oh, yeah. The Help is one of the two that are leading with three awards.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is The Artist. Have you heard of that one?
No,
the silent film?
Oh.
It's a new silent film. It's sort of a tribute to silent films, and most of the film is silent.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but it's a French movie, I guess, about the silent film era, and it's competing for Best Picture.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess the other movies that compete are The Descendants, which you saw and you didn't like.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yep.
Bridesmaids, which I'm surprised is here.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that, but really? For comedy.
I guess the SAG Award, that would be fine. It would never be at the Academy Awards.
I think so. For
really?
For Best Comedy? Of course.
Really?
It was the best comedy of the year.
Mm.
Have you seen any other comedies that... You didn't see Bridesmaids or?
No, we did see Bridesmaids. I was sort of underwhelmed with it, but
really?
At the same time, yeah. Do they have like best comedy in the Academy Awards?
I know they have some. Yeah. Don't take me to the grave with it. But.
I thought they do that with TV more. I don't know if there's like the best picture.
No, there has to be. There's some kind of genre that, put it this way, it would be in. Whether it's like, yeah, because like Oscars, they'll have like a best animation or, you know, whatever maybe.
That's true. Have. Like, yeah, best actor in a comedy
or like best family, something movie. Like something where it will definitely be up.
Mm.
I don't know what exactly, but it will be nominated.
Yeah, because usually movies like that, you know, they don't go anywhere with awards. You know, it's just a funny movie like The Hangover and, you know.
Ooh, The Iron Lady. I haven't seen that. Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah. She's playing, what's her name? Margaret Thatcher, who was the Prime Minister of England for several years.
I have to see that. She's up for Best Actress. Michelle Williams. I want to see that one, too. The one where she plays Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one, My Week with Marilyn.
Yeah.
I know. It sounds very good.
Mm-hmm. I guess there are a lot. I can't judge because I haven't seen a lot of these. Usually I'm like all about the best movies. I've watched all of them before these nominations are done, you know.
Right.
But a lot of these movies have just come out too. So.
Yeah, many of them are new. That's true. Like J. Edgar just came out, and I think My Week with Marilyn also was. Did it come out yet? I don't think it came out yet.
I don't even think it's out. Yeah.
No.
Which is good, because now I have some movies to be excited about watching. I always get excited.
Yeah.
Because when you know if it's up for an award, you know that it's definitely worthy of watching.
That's true. Whether if you like that type of movie, you know. I mean, many of the Academy Awards movies don't really interest me. But then again, I'm not that much into dramas. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But I should sometimes try to watch some fine films for a change, you know.
Yeah,
I'm tired of all this, like, garbage, you know. I mean, we got Captain America. That sucked. Thor, I don't even want to see.
That looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
I saw bits and pieces. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, you know.
I watched that Penguin one. Oh, I don't even know what it's called.
Happy Feet?
Yeah, Happy Feet.
Yeah.
No comment, right? No, I'm kidding. I love Jim Carrey, and it was a good, you know, fun family movie, I guess.
Oh, that's not Happy Feet, the one with Jim Carrey.
No, yeah, with the real penguins.
Yeah,
not,
exactly.
Not the animation.
Okay. No, that's not Happy Feet. Happy Feet is the animated one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Go ahead.
It was nothing special, though. It's like, are you kidding me? Is this what we've come to?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those where it's like every other funny family movie, but let's add penguins.
Yeah. I know. So I don't know why so many, like... It seems to happen quite a bit that comedic actors end up, you know, getting into shitty roles, and they're not funny anymore, and they do crazy films that make no sense at all.
Yeah, it's just like Jim Carrey. He's always been my favorite, and he had his peak, but now he he's still funny, but it's just he hasn't had the best material to work with. Honestly.
Obviously, yeah, he hasn't gotten any good stuff lately.
Mm-hmm. But he's like, he was on Saturday Night Live, well, last year. This was a long time ago. And, you know, that right there was just, brilliant. It's all that's the other thing. No matter how funny you are, you know, it's still a lot to do with the material.
Right.
But I think anybody, if you're funny, you can make any material funny.
Oh, well, maybe.
If you're truly funny.
Yeah. I don't know about that, though, because, I mean, yeah, look at Jim Carrey in some of his shitty movies, and also Eddie Murphy. He used to be hilarious. Now he's not anymore.
Right.
You know,
it
he
also
hasn't
could
done
be
anything
like
funny.
The style of their funny, you know, their comedy, you know, 10 years ago, like Dumb and Dumber and all those movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little different now. The funny, I don't know, and maybe because they're older and they're just the body language, different things. They're just not as funny. Who knows?
Yeah.
The movie I'm talking about is Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yes, exactly.
I wouldn't go to the theater for that one. I wouldn't even rent it on demand.
Really? So it's not that great, huh?
No, I was not impressed.
When did you see that?
For kids. This is definitely for kids. I saw it the other night. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely like for my a 14-year-old or younger. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is for kids, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we can't relate to it so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some animated movies are great, and they're probably, I mean, they're aimed more at adults, even though they're family films.
Yeah, you know what one I was so impressed by this past year, too, that I looked at and I thought, there's no way in hell I'm going to. I was kind of forced into it, but The Zookeeper.
Really? Did you think it was good?
It was great. It was so funny. So funny. And that's not an animation, but it also, it kind of is. I mean, you've got all these animals talking, but they're real animals.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least fake animals looking real. It's not an animation.
Yeah.
The Zookeeper. What's the comedian's name? What's that chubby guy? Oh, my God. The Zookeeper.
Yeah. Kevin James or something?
Yes. Kevin James.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that one.
Okay.
And I never normally would have gone to see it, but it was so heartfelt. It was touching. It was funny. Good movie.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to have a guest in the studio.
Ooh, who?
And you like her. She's Andrea Natoli. She's a comedian, and she always comes and sits on the show.
Yay.
And she's very funny. She's got some things coming up that she wants to announce. So that should be cool. And then one more day after that, and that's it. So
lovely.
The holidays are coming.
Yep, it's true.
Amazing. It's amazing how quickly they came around.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, Steph, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.